In mid-1999, the RTA started developing a new procedure with the intention of making it capable of assessing a wide range of slopes and getting valid comparisons between them. So it commissioned external consultants. The state was divided into 7 regions for a slope risk assessment study. Greg Kotze of GHD Longmac reflects.
Alphalan was given southern region, which extends from Sutherland to the Victorian border. And we ranked all the unstable sites, the cuttings and embankments over that vast area. And it became apparent to us through our assessments that the section of Lawrence Hargrove Drive came up number one in terms of priority requiring treatment.
Meanwhile, the rock problem persisted. Ian Stewart is a geotechnical specialist at the RTA.
Right at the end of 2000, we had a car hit by a shower of rocks, one of which went through the front passenger's window and landed between the front passenger's legs. It didn't hurt her, but it gave her a fairly nasty fright, as you can imagine. The remainder of the shower were much bigger, up to about 300 millimetres across. They smashed into the back of the car. If the car had got there about a 50th of a second later, the biggest of those would have gone into the back seat with 2 kids.
Well, I was concerned that the rockfall had actually increased, judging by the amount of rock we're now getting in the rockfall pit. We're becoming increasingly concerned about risks to people as well as legal risks to the authority.
In view of the dangers, GHD Longmac were again consulted to access the rockfall issue from a risk management perspective, and their report discussed a comprehensive range of solutions. They ranged from permanent solutions involving the construction of a major bridge or tunnel to a risk management solution involving some engineering works plus road closures after rainfall when risks increased. Permanent road closure was also considered. But all the while, the rocks kept falling.
In about a month or 6 weeks, we had 3 serious incidents. We had one block of 6 or 8 tons fall off the middle headland and land in the northbound lane. There was a car coming south as it fell, and the driver saw it coming and put a foot down to try and get past it because it was too close to stop. The rock hit the road as she was going past, split in half, and about 3 tons of it bounced sideways into the side of the car and knocked the car into the guardrail. It was still drivable and she kept going. But clearly if she'd been going north, that would have been curtains because it would have landed straight on top of her. About a month later, I believe, there was another incident where a smaller rock went into the back seat of a car with only the driver in it. So again, no one was hurt. But again, a pretty near miss. And I believe there was another incident where a truck ran into a fallen rock.
The risk management option was selected, and this included a rockfall ditch plus a low berm to contain the rock, a geobrag fence, and sophisticated warning signs, boom gates, and a rainfall detection system. Bob Webb explains.
We shut the road for a period of 6 to 8 weeks, and we constructed a new high-tech geo fence around Headland 1 to control the rockfall on that. We scaled the face around there too. They got up there in cherry pickers and in man boxes hanging from cranes, and using manual tools largely, brought down any loose material at all on the face. After we'd done that, we did a lot of rock bolting and meshing around Headland 1, and then we got the people in and built the fence.